talking about something we need each and every day, every minute of the day, our lungs. I have Kaylin Gates from the American Lung Association. How you doing, Kaylin?
I'm doing good, thanks. How about you?
I was wondering if you were still there for a second. Yeah. So, listen, the lungs, you guys have probably had a lot to do with COVID-19. I mean, that's been one of the major affected areas in our bodies is the lungs with this, right?
Yeah, and I think especially over the last year, you know, one of our taglines is when you can't breathe, nothing else matters. So I think everyone now understands kind of what that means on a larger scale. But yeah, I mean, we were founded over 100 years ago fighting tuberculosis, which was another respiratory pandemic. So we've come full circle, and to say that we've learned a little bit more, for sure, but we definitely need to do more to kind of prevent these from happening in the future.
Your main focus right now, because I became familiar with you guys when I had lung cancer 4 years ago. What we're going to talk about is the climb. We did the climb in this building, the radio station's building, where we climbed the 20 stories or whatever it was. I'm in this building. I've been in this building for 14 years. I think there's 21 stories or something, but we didn't go all the way to the revolving restaurant upstairs. So, yeah.
Yeah, we did 19 floors.
19 floors, was that it? I know it was.
Yep, I know. It feels a lot more.
It felt like 119. That's what. So,
stairs are tough.
So, has COVID taught American Lung Association? Have we learned anything from this pandemic? I mean, in treating lung diseases?
Yeah. So, it's kind of worked both ways, which has been really unique. You know, as soon as the pandemic hit, we took the front lines and started investing and moving money immediately towards researchers who were doing research on SARS and similar respiratory conditions that we've heard about in the past. But we were also funding researchers who were doing research with like the flu and the flu vaccine because we found that they're similar targets that those researchers were already investigating that end up supporting, you know, a support for COVID-19. Whether that's, treatments or the vaccine itself. So it's actually been pretty amazing, like the research and how all of our researchers have been able to play off one another to kind of come up with the vaccines and the information you're getting now.
I know I had a friend who was a Rochester police officer who came down with COVID, then ended up with double pneumonia and was in the hospital for 5 days on oxygen. He wasn't ventilated, but I mean, It's crazy because I had COVID. I tested positive back in November. Here I am with 1.5 lungs, and the lungs were never affected with me with COVID. It was crazy. I was just like had a bad flu and stuff.
Yeah, and it impacts everyone so differently, and I think that's also part of, like, the scary and unknown part. I feel like we're never, I mean, you know, I shouldn't say never, but I feel like we don't really completely understand it because, again, it's still kind of transforming and different strains. And so I think, you know, kind of just what we've been doing is washing hands, maintaining safe distances, wearing your mask. I feel like that's going to be the norm until people really do feel comfortable with understanding how it could impact people from different walks of life. From, you know, we've seen perfectly healthy people pass from contracting COVID. And then, like your story, you have 1.5 lungs, and it kicked its butt. So
yeah.
It's just really insane.
So let's talk about the climb a little bit, because that's one of your big fundraisers. Now, this year, I think this is really kind of exciting, and a lot of people are going to get a kick out of this climb. Tell us about it. It's in May, right?
Yeah, so we, after a lot of work and effort, we decided that we will be having our 2021 Fight for Air Climb at the Bill Stadium in Buffalo. So it's not in Rochester this year, but with the Bill season and having to do the event outdoors to keep everyone safe inside of a building, we couldn't have thought of a better place. So yeah, we'll be at the Bill Stadium. We'll be climbing the stairs there. in kind of a snake-like fashion, going up one section, down the other side, and kind of weaving all of our way through. So it should be really exciting. We can't wait to just get everyone back together in a safe way. I feel like a lot of people are really looking forward to that in-person event and interaction with one another and the friendly competition we usually have.
Is there any tailgating? Just kidding.
I can't say anything, but you know, I can't prevent people from doing what they want.
I think it should be an option, actually. But so what we're going to do? What's the date? May 22nd, right?
May 22nd. Yep.
And so we're going to climb all over Bills Stadium. What used to be called Rich Stadium, and then it was the Ralph, and then it was Rich. I forget, man. There's so many.
New Era, and then.
Oh, that's right. That's right. New Era. That was the. New Era was the last era, but so.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to be in the stadium when there's not a game. I would think that would just be kind of fun, anyways, right?
I mean, yeah, Western New York, I mean, the Bills are such a staple here in the community, not only with the work they do. You know, with community outreach and things like that, but just the fun that they've brought to us over this past year, where there was just a lot of sadness and uncertainty. I don't think we expected the season we had, but it was incredible, and I think everyone's super excited going into this next year. So who doesn't want to take their picture inside of the Bills Stadium, you know?
Oh, yeah, a lot of selfie opportunities there, that's for sure.
Plenty. <Yeah. laughs>
So how do we get involved with the Fight for Air climb on May 22nd at Bills Stadium?
So you can go to fightforairclimb.org/Rochester, and you can register on the website there. We have our civilian challenge, so that's open to anyone of all fitness levels. You can take your own pace. I mean, Dino, you've done it before.
Fat like guys like said, me,
No, I just people with 1.5 lungs.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Yeah, so we have people from all different backgrounds and fitness levels who compete, whether that's they're in it for fitness or they have a loved one who's had COVID or asthma, lung cancer, COPD, those types of diseases. And then we have our firefighter challenge. So we are looking for firefighters to come and compete in full gear. It adds about 40 to 50 extra pounds that they do the climb in, and it's pretty amazing, but with firefighters having kind of that extra exposure during their jobs, or, you know, if they're volunteers, they take on that extra bit of caution since they're more susceptible to lung diseases with their exposure to toxins and smoke. So we try to raise awareness around that. So if you're interested in either, you can go to fightforairclimb.org/Rochester. You don't have to have a team, but if you want to climb with a group of people, we suggest, you know, getting a team together. You can come and climb on your own. It will be a great time, so we hope to see as many people there as we can.
Yeah, tailgating by yourself is no fun.
Yeah, I mean, there's only so many table jumps you can do by yourself, right?
Exactly. If nobody's there to film it, what good is it, right?
Right, exactly. And, you know, the ketchup mustard man, he's not going to be there, so, you know.
That's right. He's sick, isn't he? Isn't he sick, didn't I see?
Yeah, I feel like I did see that on the news that he wasn't, I don't know what he has, but yeah, I believe he is sick.
Yeah.
So our thoughts are, you know, with him. We'll hopefully see him at the tailgates in the fall.
So I see in your byline, you know, obviously you guys, you talk about lung cancer, lung diseases, clean air. How does clean air come into it? I mean, how is the American Lung Association involved with clean air?
So we do a lot with, you know, our advocacy work. Not only we're doing a lot with electric vehicles recently,
definitely
in the news. And you see, like, California, you know, they have a goal by, I think it's 2035, to be at a certain level of electric vehicles. You see a lot more electric vehicles coming out. So we're working really hard with that. And then with the new administration, just reenacting some of those climate change initiatives to make sure that, you know, that is a priority for the future of not only the Americans that we serve, but, you know, the whole world. So,
sure.
You know, we're a leading country in that fight, and the American Lung Association is working towards that. And then, you know, additionally, simple things like working with our local health departments on, you know, mold awareness for the children with asthma so that, you know, they're not being triggered by those kinds of things. You don't even think of clean, like how lucky we are to have clean air until you can't breathe because something is wrong with it. And then again, too, like with tobacco use and vaping, you know, we're on the front lines of that, the youth vaping epidemic, trying to support schools and parents and provide cessation for teenagers themselves who might be facing nicotine addiction. And that smoke can be secondhand and thirdhand, and it does impact our clean air as well. So there's a lot of different things going on between, you know, our research and how clean air impacts lungs, and just like try and clean up and find advocacy and policy that works to alleviate some of that burden on people with lung disease and people without lung disease.
That vaping stuff scares me because I still don't know if we know exactly what's in some of those things.
No, and they're ever changing too. You know, once we work with a doctor here in Buffalo, and he said it's the same fight that they had with big tobacco, you know,
years ago
when those enactions of regulation for just combustible cigarettes, and now we're kind of going through the same conversation. And you know, we get one thing covered, and then they come out with a different type of vaporizer, and they're more and more stealthy to hide from parents.
Yeah.
And it is scary because sometimes parents don't even know that their kids are doing it.
Exactly, exactly. What about the adventure clubs?
Oh, yeah. So the adventure clubs. So we have part of our climb this year. We know that not everyone's going to be able to make it in person. So we do have a virtual option as well. But for the 21 days leading up to our in-person event, we will do our Climb 21 Challenge, and that's open to virtual participants or people who are climbing in person. They have 21 different days to track their steps in our activity tracker. We'll give them places like all over the world, famous landmarks, one of them being like the longest staircase in the world to play on our climb theme, which is in Switzerland, and it's like 13,000 steps. So the more steps you track, training leading up to the day of our event, and the more money you raise, you get to earn into our adventure clubs, which is like a localista at 10,000 steps, a jet setter at 20,000, and then a globetrotter at 30,000 steps. And with each of those, there's extra incentives and prizes that come along with those. So we try to make it fun, a fun way to train and get ready for the stairs for our in-person event. And then if you aren't joining us for the in-person event, we would just say climb the same number of steps we're climbing at the Bill Stadium in solidarity with us the same day.
What is that number again? The number of steps,
Yeah, so it would be 10,000 for the first adventure club, 20,000 for the second, and 30,000 for the third. So there's different ranks of it, so it makes it fun.
Yeah, because that's probably what I'm going to have to do, because I just realized that date is the final weekend of the Lilac Festival here in town, and I actually MC that. So I'll have to do the adventure club. That's how I'll do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, for sure. It should be fun, and we've worked really hard on that here in the Northeast region to make it a fun training opportunity, but there's still a way to get involved if we know it's like graduation time and all that fun stuff too for colleges. So it's a crazy time of year. Usually we're in November in Rochester, so it's kind of a different change of pace.
If I remember correctly, when we were all locked down last year at this time, the air got cleaner, right?
Yeah, it did. We saw that because people weren't driving,
yeah.
And you know, we saw gas prices go down too significantly, but. Yeah, the air did get cleaner, and there's a lot of neat statistics around different lung disease areas, like smoking. We would think that it would increase during a pandemic. There's more stress, but some months that the taxes went up, so it means like that more people were purchasing, and then other months it was lower than year over year, so it's kind of just stayed pretty even, which is interesting too.
Okay, so let's do this. We're going to climb. The Fight for Air climb is May 22nd at Bills Stadium in Orchard Park. Starts at 9 in the morning. It's the 10th annual. It should be the 11th annual, right?
Yeah, technically.
Technically. And tell us how to get signed up once again, Kaylin.
Fightforairclimb.org/Rochester. Right. Or you can call 716-271-6386. That's my direct line. And if you have any issues registering at fightforairclimb.org/Rochester, I can help.
Okay. Kaylin Gates from the American Lung Association, thank you so much. And I hope we get a lot of people fighting for air and climbing Bill Stadium or doing it on their own 10,000 steps. And I'll tell you what, seeing those firefighters, that's really something to see. I remember those guys and girls when they were doing it in our building here 2 years ago. It's pretty impressive, actually.
Yes, definitely. We're excited to have that back again this year. So thank you so much for having us on and talking about all this.
Okay, May 22nd, fightforairclimb.org/Rochester. Did I get it right?
Yep.
All right.